Praise the Lord, it's chat time.
Praise the Lord.
It's chat time again.
Yes, praise the Lord, it's chat time again. And now this week, we're going to continue to discuss current events and scriptures.
Praise the Lord. But before we get to our current events and scripture, we're going to do the phrase of the week. Did you ever wonder where this phrase came from? And the phrase for today is a cloud of witnesses. And it's referring to all those who lived by faith and died in their faith, many of whom the Lord names, like Abraham and Moses, and he goes on and on. You can find that in Hebrews. It's unlikely that the writer of Hebrews meant a crowd of spectators who are passed on and are looking, but I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. Sometimes I think that people who passed away and they died in the faith, I think that they're possibly cheering us on so that we can encourage, so that we can finish our race of faith. But anyway, you can find it in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And that's where you can find it, the King James Version of the Bible. So now we're going to go on to our current events and scriptures. And someone sent me this article. I wasn't going to talk about it, but, you know, it seems so sad. I don't know. About Trump endorsing the Bible. You know, just before Easter, he said everybody should, you know, pray during Holy Week. They should read their Bible. And I guess there's a lot of Christian leaders that have reacted to Trump's God Bless the USA Bible.
Reacted in what way?
In a negative way, that they feel like it shouldn't, the inclusion of secular documents such as the Constitution, the Pledge of Allegiance, shouldn't be included in that. But I don't think he didn't have anything to do with the Bible.
Well, I'm thinking if it's included, it depends on how a person looks at it. I look at it if they include the Constitution. What else do they include?
The Pledge of Allegiance, I don't know what else.
The Pledge of Allegiance is silly, but if they include it, to me, it's like saying
that song, that Greenwood, Greenwood song.
Yeah, but
God
it's
Bless
like
the USA.
Yeah, well, you know, that's
the words to it.
I know, but I'm thinking if they include it, it's so that they're looking for the Lord's blessings to be upon it. Not like they're including it so that it's equal to the word, but that the word sanctifies, say, the United States, so that the Lord takes precedence, so that the Constitution represents something that the Lord blesses so that it can be a blessing unto us. That's how I looked at it. You know, because even now there are certain things that I would put, insert in my Bible, because the Lord said, which is greater, the altar or he that sanctifies the altar? It's the one that sanctifies the altar. So some things I put in my Bible because I'm looking for the Lord to bless. I'm looking for the Lord to undertake. It's almost like a request. It's almost like petitioning the Lord for something. So I put it inside my Bible. And I'm thinking that's what they were doing. I don't think that they meant any harm by it.
Yeah, I'm thinking, too, that they want to provide, like, a history. They want to provide, like, this is where our foundation was based on. It was based on God's word. It was based on trusting and believing in God and standing on his word, and how how America was founded on Judeo-Christianity and Judeo-Christianity values.
All he did was endorse the Bible.
Yeah, but
he endorsed it, and he didn't have any.
But he has to know that once he endorses something, that's like putting his approval. So it's going.
I know, but he had no input in.
But even though he didn't, he endorsed it. Whoever did have the input that was placed in it. But the thing about it is, I don't believe. You know, people say, well, she doesn't believe in the Pledge of Allegiance. No, I do not believe in pledging to an inanimate object. The Lord, even in, I believe it's in Psalms, talked about how the banner that is raised in truth, a banner is a flag. You know, it's raised in truth, but you don't pledge allegiance to the
but
banner.
But I don't think the issue with the Christian leaders was the fact that the Constitution was in there, the song lyrics were in there, the Pledge of Allegiance. They were saying that he's facing mounting legal bills, and he's trying to make money from the Bible.
Uh-huh.
Another person says that hawking $60 Bibles for personal profit amounted to mocking Christianity. Another opposer of Trump said the fact that Donald is now selling Bibles is proof that he's a false prophet for
profit.
How is it?
Well, then the Thompson Chain Bible, you know, I mean, then they shouldn't be selling the Bibles for profit. You know, to me, that's hypocrisy on their part, because every Bible that's out there and they
is
sell
for
it,
profit.
Yeah, they're not doing that for free. They're not doing that at a loss either.
So then I wanted to know, how much is he making on it? Is he, you know, is part of that $60 going to him, you know? And so I wanted to know, how does he make the money from the Bibles? And I guess the Bible company says that it's not political and has nothing to do with his political campaign.
Well, I don't know
But they're using Trump's name and under a paid license.
And he's a politician.
From a limited liability company, he's getting, you know, he's allowing them to use his face, his, you know how.
Right. So he's endorsing it. But to me, it's ridiculous for them to say it's not political. How can you say it's not political if you got the Pledge of Allegiance in there and you got, you know, didn't you also say, yes, it's political because we got him to endorse it, but it's political in this sense. He stands for those things that we believe reflects the Christian value, you know, as a politician, which is rare, but he speaks out in favor of, you know, the word of God. And by him being a politician, of course, is going to be political because he's a politician. But I just think that their choices, I can see the Constitution, but that Pledge of Allegiance gets me, because people just don't realize.
Well, anyway, he was saying.
The people don't realize what they're doing.
And I didn't think of that, and I didn't even think about that. My concern was, the first thing I looked up is it the King James Version of the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I heard that on the news, I started searching. And yes, it is the King James Version of the Bible.
Because all these other versions, they take out passages, they take out wording, You know, and so there's this one person who was talking about how, I don't know if it was the New King James Version or whatever, but they were reading, I think it was Matthew's in the 17th chapter. I didn't look it up, but he was talking about how it talked about casting out the enemy, casting out demonic spirits. And what the Lord says, these kind, they don't come out except for by fasting and prayer. He said in the New Version of the Bible, that is not there. It's like when it got to that particular quote in the scriptures, it was eliminated. Mm-hmm. So it's like, so a person who doesn't realize this, they say, well, how do you combat this particular enemy? And the Lord was saying through fasting and prayer. They wouldn't even know that because they removed it out of the scriptures.
Right. And that's with a lot of versions.
Yeah.
They leave things out. Or but anyway, change. So when I saw him, or I saw the video where he's promoting the Bible, endorsing it, he says the religion is so important. It's so missing.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to bring it back.
Especially
in order to make our country strong.
And not just any religion. We're talking about a sure foundation. We're talking about truth. We're talking about worshiping the Lord God Almighty. We're talking about looking to the Lord and by faith.
Right. And I didn't think anything of it. My only concern was, yeah. I think the Declaration of Independence is in there.
Right.
The something else. Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
You know, so. And I didn't even think about that. And I probably wouldn't even.
Right. I don't see anything wrong with that. Because it's the Lord that sanctifies. And you want the Lord to sanctify, you know, whatever it is that you call yourself building a standard on. You want the Lord to bless it. So I don't think anything's wrong with
that. I didn't think
it
was that bad. I don't know. People ought to get a life.
Yeah, because a lot of people, they want to walk by sight, not by faith.
Anyway, moving on. Someone sent me this article. I never listened to this podcast, that Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah.
Did you ever listen to it?
Yeah.
I
think that's the one where he wouldn't get a vaccination. And he was taking that particular medication that they said they give to animals, horses, and which was wrong. He was taking the human medication, and which had been proven to be effective against COVID-19.
And then he
and
says
they
that
him over the cold.
Israel is committing genocide in Gaza, and he says that.
A lot of people believe that. I just think. You know, it's.
He compared the coronavirus vaccines to the Holocaust. He said,
I just think
some kind of an Adam and Eve spirit conspiracy. He had, you know, I never listened to him.
I think he believes in UFOs too. So when I have people that when they go that far left, I don't regard
anyway,
them. I don't take them seriously.
The latest thing is that he's saying that. When Moses saw the burning bush,
mm-hmm.
and he says, well, what kind of bush would burn that would give you a psychedelic experience?
I don't know, but he didn't have a psychedelic experience. He had a spiritual experience, and just because, like
you said,
you're smoking
this tree, and you're seeing God, and God brought you the Ten Commandments on how to live.
That's like blasphemy. You know, they make mockery of God's word, but he has to give an account for that. You know, he's going to have to give an account. For the most part, when we are when we believe in the word, you always find those people who try to make mockery of what God has established. You know, you have those people with that type of antichrist spirit. They don't want to walk by faith. They don't want to believe in the word of God. They want to establish their own standard and their own righteousness. That, you know, he's just par for the course. But I know he got raked over the coals because he stood his ground on that particular situation. But you know, some people they're just off, and he's one of them. It just happens to be popular for his podcast.
And then I guess toward the end of the episode, he was talking about, he read a lengthy passage relating to the story of Ezekiel, and you know how he saw four creatures in the sky, which
mm-hmm.
had four faces and four wings, and
mm-hmm.
he was saying that he had to be taking DMT.
Yeah, that's
psychedelic.
That's somebody just making a mockery of the word. You know, you have a lot of people who get up there and do that. I see them and I don't see them. But they have this view that somehow Israel is committing genocide because somehow they're bombing and things like that are killing citizens. But you know, I don't believe in killing the innocent either. But when you have war, it happens. It's not like you're trying to target the innocent. They get caught in the crossfire, and you're not trying to catch them in the crossfire unless it's something that you really consider to be heinous and you want to go in and take over everything. Because when David used to go to certain places, especially when they took their wives, you know, they would wipe out whole villages. You know, it's like you have to know your enemy. And this is what I think about the United States. The United States has done so many things that are so corrupted that we have no idea of the dealings that have been going on. I don't believe in genocide, but I don't believe it on both sides. I don't believe that they should be killing Jewish children, and I don't believe Jewish people should be killing Palestinian children if they can at all help it. But if somebody starts a war, you're not necessarily able to help it.
All that goes out the window.
Yeah.
And death don't have no respect to person.
Right. When you start a war, innocent people die. That's the whole, to me, that's the whole fallacy of having men in leaderships, like having kings and presidents and prime ministers. Their decisions affect the innocent. Their decision, just like Biden with these open borders, his decision just doesn't affect a few people. It affects the entire country. There are people who have lost their lives. They've been murdered. There have been people who have their sons, their daughters, their relatives have been subjected to fentanyl. The people who've been subjected to human trafficking because of a leader's decision. A leader's decision will actually get innocent people caught up in circumstances that they could never even imagine they should have been involved in. And that's what happens. And so when a person declares war, innocent people end up suffering.
Yeah, I was thinking too, like, when the leaders make certain choices, like when Biden did the Transgender Visibility Day, you know, how that angered God and stuff like that, and God can send destruction, and sometimes destruction can come on the innocent as well as the guilty.
Right. It's just that those who are innocent, those who have, like Lord said, be ye also ready, because you don't know. You don't know when the evil days come. He said, you're like fish caught in an evil net. You don't know. He said, just be ready.
All right, moving on. So someone sent this article to me about Dawn Staley. She's the head coach of the University of South Carolina women's basketball team.
Mm.
And when she was interviewed, she was asked the question, one of the major issues facing women's sports right now is the debate discussion topic about the inclusion of transgender athletes, biological males in women's sports. And I was wondering if you would tell me your position on that issue, the reporter asked. And she said, she gathered, took a sip of water and gathered her thoughts. And she says, I am under the opinion that if you are a woman, you should play. If you consider yourself a woman and you want to play sports or vice versa, you should be able to play. That's my opinion. And the person who was asking her the question was sort of dissatisfied with the answer. And she says, you want me to go deeper? And so they asked, do you think transgender women should be able to participate? And she responded affirmatively in college. And she said, so I'll give you that. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
So she believes that. So then there's this other article that where she's being criticized because she, being such an incredible coach, but experts suggest her daily prayers and sermons and may violate her player's constitutional rights.
How? That's, she has the right to freedom of religion.
In a post-game press conference, she added, I think that must have been on Easter, he is risen. By he, she meant Jesus Christ.
Oh, my goodness.
The God she has credited throughout the years for her team's many successes. But there was something about her statements this time that seemed to be hit a different chord with people who don't believe in a higher power of some kind.
I would tell them, you don't have to. This is my prayer. You don't have to pray. This is my faith. You don't have to believe. That's you. But and, you can't hinder me.
And her players love her. She's beloved by her players.
Right. These are people who feel like they have a right to keep. They don't want to believe, but they don't want you to believe either.
She has team meals before each game, which include a game day devotional that she has posts to social media. The devotionals feature a photo of the team, the name of their opponent, and a Bible verse. During this year's March Madness tournament, those have included Psalm 143:8, which says, "Let the morning bring me the word of your unfailing love, so for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life." And then I guess she posted Jeremiah 31:3, "I have loved you with an everlasting love." On the back of papers is an inspirational quote from the University of South Carolina, WBB alum, and in the corner, one more thing, Jesus versus opponent, meaning that Jesus is her team, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes away the glory from the players and their talents and skills, and it makes it seem like the other team is disfavored
mm-hmm.
by...
Oh, well, that's so silly. The feelings got hurt. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. If they're wearing their feelings on their sleeve and they are so,
she says,
they're
I'm
so
not
weak, they shouldn't play.
She says, "I'm not ashamed to praise him for what he continues to do for me and mine." She wrote, "If you're a non-believer, it wasn't for you."
Anyway, yeah.
"It wasn't for you. Wish you well with your belief."
Right. See that thin skin? That's so silly. Said, "I'm not going to sit there and apologize because I give God the glory." Now, you know, you don't have to, but I will.
But it seems somewhat contradictory if she believes in God,
you know, and then she believes in the... But you know what I'm thinking? And I notice how the media does this. But I believe throughout her experience with athletes, they always show the women being defeated, but I think she personally knows there are some female athletes out there who are actually very good and can hold their own. And I believe that's why she can't just unequivocally say they shouldn't play, because I believe she actually knows there are some athletes out there who can actually do that, hold their own even against men. Because I have seen, you know, girls and women who have held their own pickup basketball against the guys. So I guess that's why she couldn't do it. I mean, it's not like it's the average thing, but to say it never happens and there's never any women who could play along with men isn't true. I remember this hockey player, they asked her, and she was very good. And she didn't seem to be upset about playing with guys. They wanted to know why. She said, because she's always played with boys. It's just like coming up, I guess there weren't girls to play with. So she always has, and she's just that good. So I'm thinking this person has probably experienced the same thing. She just can't say no. No woman should have to play against any man. I guess she just can't say that and actually believe it. Because I believe in her experience, she's experienced some talent. It might not be your norm, but she's experienced some talent.
Well, moving on, I want to just do one more article on current events, and then next week we'll have to get to our questions that people have sent in. And this article was sent to me. It's Louis Farrakhan. You know, he filed a $4.8 billion lawsuit against the Anti-Defamation League over anti-Semitism claims.
He said that he had made anti-Semitic claims.
He said... The lawsuit against the Anti-Defamation League accusing the civil rights group of falsely smearing him mm-hmm. as anti-Semitic.
Right, they were saying that he's
anti-Semite. Yeah. So, over the years, you know what he's done. He has said Hitler was a great man. repeatedly claimed satanic Jews control the government in Hollywood and compared Jews to termites.
Well, Biden compared black children to roaches.
He said he's insisting that the groups had harmed him and the Nation of Islam by pushing false narrative that he is an anti-Semite. So the suit obviously was dismissed in federal court by Judge Denise Cote, who wrote that Farrakhan had failed to provide any evidence linking the group's actions and writings to injuries sustained by him or his religious organization.
So there was no way to make him whole because they're saying he wasn't really hurt by the accusations.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing can be traced to the Anti-Defamation League. So,
$1.8 billion. How did he come up with that figure? That almost sounds like Letitia James with Trump. He just come up with a figure. Half a billion. This guy said, no, I want $4.8 billion.
Case dismissed. And that concludes our program for this week.
Yes, praise the Lord, and let everything that have breath praise the Lord. This week's verse of the day comes from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, ain't God all right?
God is all right.
Praise the Lord. Last week's food for thought was, how are we supposed to serve the Lord? And the answer is, with fear and rejoice with trembling. And that can be found in Psalm 2, verse 11, which reads, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. This week's food for thought is, where do you find the voice of the Lord? Hint, the Bible. And that's food for thought.